But Fox never thought that it was a bad idea to possibly be insinuating human sacrifice.
I don't know what you've picked up about this business in the years that you've worked in it, but no one ever thinks their ideas are bad until someone calls them
That's
out
true.
On it. Yours truly included there. 319-366-1600. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com said to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Nathan Stanley is the starting quarterback of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Yeah, we pretty much knew that was going to be the case. Seven true freshmen listed on the Iowa depth chart today, and that's the Emil's Hideaway poll question. The fact that there are so many true freshmen on Iowa's depth chart is fill in the blank. Do you think it's a good thing? Reason for optimism, especially for the future, that all of these young players are setting foot on campus and beating out some of the older veteran players? Or is it a little disconcerting that Iowa is looking at playing so many true freshmen? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Stop in, check them out, and tell them that you heard about them right here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. A reaction to the Nebraska commercial coming in on the text line. Somebody thought I said porn and not corn. Well, I think they'd probably have an objection to that as well. I'm not going to lie, I watched the commercials online. The only ones that I didn't see were Illinois, which, by the way, they got the 20-second treatment as well, because I caught it later on. It had to do with Red Grange, which, if the best commercial you've got is a callback to a player who was 75, 80 years ago, maybe longer, tells you all you need to know about your football program. I watched them all, and I did think the Nebraska one, okay, well, maybe probably wouldn't have gone, but somebody certainly had to have signed off on that, right? That was my initial reaction, and apparently not. But they did get a nice touch. They're well-researched. The Iowa Pink Locker Room thing, the Nebraska commercial featured the release of red balloons, which, if you know anything about the Huskers, they do that after the first touchdown at Memorial Stadium every week. So they were very nuanced and well-researched. And one of the 14 commercials towed the line of the occult and human ritual sacrifice, and Nebraska wasn't too happy about it. Let's send it over to Kyle for first of this hour. Midwest One Bank Big Board Update brought to you by Midwest One. Over 40 locations for your banking needs across the corridor.
Nathan Stanley is Iowa's starting quarterback. It was announced this morning. The sophomore edged out junior Tyler Wiegers in what turned out to be one of the longer quarterback competitions in Kirk Ferentz's tenure. And offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has suggested that he expects both to have to play at times throughout the season. The two deeps released also include a handful of true freshmen, as well as Akram Wadley as the primary kick returner. The Iowa baseball team had a strong weekend, first beating Korea 6-4 with a four-run ninth-inning rally, and then beating the Czech Republic 8-4 in another comeback after scoring five runs in the seventh. That win made Iowa the first American representative to advance to the gold medal game in the history of the World University Games. They'll face Japan at 5:30 Central tomorrow morning. The Colonels went 1-2 over the weekend against the Quad Cities River Bandits, but have one last chance tonight to split the four-game road series. Brian Sammons will be starting for the Colonels opposite Patrick Sandoval, beginning at 6:35. The Colonels are winding down the 2017 regular season with the playoffs just a little over a week away, but they did just release their 2018 schedule this afternoon. They'll play their season opener on April 5th in the Quad Cities and open at home on April 7th. After our show tonight on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show, talking Iowa State football for the first time this year. On the FM North and South Gyms, we'll have regular ESPN programming.
Great to have the Sideline Show back with us. If you missed our spot with John Walters at 4:30 today, podcast will be available after the show is over tonight at kgymradio.com. Lots of news out of the sports world, obviously, involving Hurricane Harvey and the state of Texas, and there are some games that are being moved around, and the Astros and Rangers series, things of that nature. ESPN has announced that the LSU-BYU game, which was set to be played in Death Valley this Saturday, will now be played in the Superdome in New Orleans. Same kickoff time, but they are just moving the game indoors and to New Orleans. So we'll see what else is affected there as far as college football games go, but our thoughts and our prayers to everybody in that neck of the woods. I've got some friends who live down there, and the accounts of the rain just coming and coming and coming. And of course, you've all seen the news reports of people, but I think it's really highlighted the best of what we've got as far as humanity goes. More of the Todd Brolkamp Show. Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com, joins us next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, because of the catastrophic flooding from Tropical Storm Harvey in Houston, the NFL has moved Thursday's Texans-Cowboys preseason game from NRG Stadium in Houston to AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Saturday night's LSU-BYU game relocated from NRG Stadium to the Superdome in New Orleans. The Astros-Rangers series, which begins tomorrow night, will be played at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. A source told ESPN the Astros-Mets series, which begins Friday night, is likely to be moved. The CFL released a statement that its commissioner is in discussions with the Hamilton Tiger Cats regarding the hiring of former Baylor coach Art Briles as an assistant. Briles was fired by Baylor last year after an investigation into the school's handling of allegations of sexual assault by students, including some football players. Broncos quarterback Paxton Lynch, with a sprained shoulder, will miss multiple regular season games. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge not in the starting lineup tonight against the Indians. Skipper Joe Girardi said Judge getting a couple days off to try and break out of his slump. He's hitting 179, a 692 OPS since the All-Star break.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry! Sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get two lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get two free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tether. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The 4,000 ASE-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only. Claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
A former Cedar Rapids Colonel has been named the American League Player of the Week. No, it's not Mike Trout. We'll have details for you coming up before the top of the hour. Welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show on a Monday, August 28th. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock. We, being Alex Kuhn, as well as our producer, Kyle Mann. Great show so far today. Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com, John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, both joining us so far, and we are only at the halfway point. Welcome in. And we bring on board at this time a voice who you're going to hear quite often during football season here on KGYM with us. Very happy to have as part of the family now, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, who joined me at the Coach's Corner on Friday with Scott Chandler and will be with me again during the big hour coming up during the Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, during which we broadcast from Fry Fest. Rob, happy Nathan Stanley Day. How'd you take the news this morning?
It was like knowing what you get for Christmas. You know what the big present is under the tree, and you wake up in the morning and it's there. So I think that was kind of the reaction most people had today, where it was basically, yeah, tell us something we didn't know.
Are you a little intrigued now that you have to tune into Gary Dolphin for your breaking Hawkeye news?
I found that an interesting way for that news to break.
Yeah, me too.
I was waiting for the depth chart to be released, and just was flipping through Twitter, and boom, there it was.
Dolph go rogue there, or do you think that was planned?
We'll find out. If we see another one of those, we know it was planned. If we don't see another one, we know Dolph got talked to.
He might be like the Iowa football players. Kirk may take everybody associated with the program off Twitter.
That could be. He could get the Akron Wadley treatment from last year when Akron said he was going to be used in the slot, and really hasn't talked very openly about strategic things since then.
Rob, we talked a couple of weeks ago, and I asked if it was concerning at all that Nathan Stanley hadn't gone out and won the job yet, and you said he's 19 years old. There's still a lot of room to grow, and I still think that that is very much the truth. Having said that, is patience going to be the operative word with Nathan Stanley as far as the coaching staff and fans looking at him as the starting quarterback?
I think so, Alex, and it'll be interesting to see what type of patience level the coaches have, because we know the fans won't have as much of a patience level and will be calling for a backup, you know, as soon as there's probably a three and out. But, you know, what Kirk talked about last week, and we've talked about this, it's not only Nathan Stanley going out there. He's got a really green wide receiver group outside of Matt Vandenberg. He's got young tight ends that aren't seasoned yet. And there's going to be growing pains throughout the offense, I think. And I think, you know, the idea is to run the football as best you can early. But I think teams are going to try to take that away and make Nathan Stanley in the passing game hurt them early. I get a sense from being on the teleconference with Craig Ball today that's kind of what their plan is. They want to see if Iowa can throw the ball to beat them. So we'll get a chance, I think, early in the season, because I would imagine Matt Campbell will do the same thing. You know, load the box and see if they can beat you in the passing game.
Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com with us here on the program. What else was piquing your interest today when you saw the depth chart for the first time? One of the names that jumped out at me was Matt Quarles. I did not expect to see the transfer from New Mexico on the depth chart as quickly as he was, just because of how far behind I figured he probably was getting to campus late.
Yeah, I agree, Todd. And Kirk even tempered the enthusiasm of him last week during the Tuesday press conference, basically saying, you know, he started late, he's pretty far behind. We hope he helps. We think he'll help at some point this season. We just don't know when that is. He must have taken decent steps forward in the last week. He's a kid that's, you know, been at an FBS program and is not just coming off the yellow bus, as Norm Parker used to like to say. He's got experience and he knows how to block. So, he's competing against guys that haven't been where he's been. So, you know, it is a good sign that hopefully he can help early in the season. We'll see how many reps he gets. For me, you know, one of the heroes of last year, Keith Duncan, who kicks the game-winning kick against Michigan and everybody floods the field is not the starting kicker this year. It's Miguel Racinos. I think that's an amazing story that a kid that walked on from Mason City has, you know, continued to work and ends up winning the kicking job. To me, that's one of the bigger stories. And that and seven true freshmen being on the depth chart, those were the two things that kind of stood out to me.
One of the things that that a lot of people noticed about the depth chart was that Matt Vandenberg was listed as the punt returner. And for me, I took that as a sign of, okay, well, maybe he's full go. Am I reading too much into that?
No, I don't think so at all. And Kirk, again, last week said, you know, and Matt said this throughout camp, that he's fine. He's just, they take it a little slow. There was a governor on him a little bit earlier in camp. But I think he's a full go. He says, and you guys have talked to him, he figured out what he was doing or what he did to injure his foot twice, and he's not doing that anymore. And so far, so good. He's been able to avoid re-injuring that foot, and I think they're ready to go with him. And I think Kirk and staff, they showed previously by putting Desmond King back in return situations that they're going to put the best guy back there. And if they think Vandenberg and obviously Akron Wadley listed as the starting kick returner, if you're going to put they want plays on special teams, and they're going to put their playmakers back there, and I applaud them for that.
Rob, I don't want to blow too far past what you just said, bringing up the seven true freshmen, because it is part of the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMRadio.com today. What do you make of having so many true freshmen appear on that initial depth chart? Is that a good sign of things to come for the Hawkeyes, or is it maybe viewed as a little bit concerning given the fact that some of the veterans maybe got passed up? Because Iowa, as we talked about all the time on the program and talked with you, is a developmental program. So what type of lens would you view that through today?
Yeah, Todd, I would look at kind of where those guys are and who they are. I think FNS and Werfs, two, you know, U.S. Army All-Americans, them being on there, especially Epinesa with a defensive line that's trying to build depth and had some graduation losses last year. And then Werfs, you know, just being as physically gifted as he is coming out of high school and having two senior tackles, you're going to want to have him get his feet wet this year in preparation for playing next year. I don't know how much they'll use him, if they'll use him at all. I mean, he's on the depth chart, so you figure he's going to get some time. And I think those two guys are basically, that has a lot to do with just raw ability of those two guys. And the defensive secondary, there's been a lot of attrition at that spot. You know, I think that opened the door for guys like Hankins and Geno Stone to get in there and get in the two deep, plus Brandon Snyder's hurt. So, you know, there are some extenuating circumstances there. We talked about wide receiver ad nauseum this offseason. Makes sense that Brandon Smith would be in there. Ivory Kelly Martin is a bit of a surprise at running back, being able to break through a pretty deep position as being the second the kick returner, I guess, behind Wadley. But I have a feeling he's going to play a little bit this year. So if you look at overall that the seven true freshmen, I think Ryan Gersani's another one came in. You know, punting is a position that we're not really sure of at this point. Rastetter beat him in the preseason here, but we'll see what happens throughout the year. I think there's a story behind each of those, or, you know, each of the true freshmen or groups of true freshmen as to why they're on that depth chart. I don't really take it as an indictment of the guys that are back. I just think there are reasons why those seven guys are on there without it being an indictment of those guys coming back.
You mentioned the defensive line, and Phil Parker had rave reviews for this defensive line, especially the defensive ends. How much, and I'm just talking about the defensive ends with the addition of A.J. Epinesa now, how much potential does that position group have?
I think there's a lot there, Alex, and I think that's kind of where they've been building over the past several years. You know, they lost Drew Ott, and that was a handicap a couple of years ago just in terms of not having him, although they had a good season that year. But they've built enough guys now on both. And you look at a guy like Matt Nelson who can play outside or inside. I think Epinesa can play outside or inside, Parker Hesse. I think it's almost like, yeah, there are guys that just play one or the other. I think Anthony Nelson is clearly just a defensive end. I think Budget is clearly just a tackle. But there are a lot of other guys on there that can mix and match inside and out, play situations. It just gives them that much more ability to do some different things on that front. And I think they'll find ways to get at the passer with that front four, which we all know is so key with Iowa's defense. With the amount of guys that they have, they'll be able to generate a pass rush, keep guys fresh, and that will be a key with a young secondary, an experienced secondary.
Rob Howe joining us for a few more minutes from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll be back with us on Friday as we broadcast from FryFest as well, along with former Hawkeye Mitch King, Wyoming. We'll talk a lot more about the Cowboys coming up on Friday, but let's give folks a little bit of a sneak peek here. Your thoughts or your expectations? You mentioned being on the conference call with Wyoming coach Craig Bohl today. What were your takeaways from what he had to say about this matchup?
Yeah, Todd, he and Josh Allen, we got both of those. They're confident. I get the sense that they'll come in here with the same confidence level and a solid game plan and not being intimidated because they played at Nebraska last year. They played at Michigan State, I think, the year before, as North Dakota State did last year. I think they'll come in with that same intensity. That's it. They won't have the crowd support, obviously, that North Dakota State has, but if Iowa doesn't play well, this is a team that can upset them. And I think we all thought that all season, all during the offseason. And nothing they said today, you know, made me change my mind. Bohl even said, you know, my kids are ready. They're ready to come in and play and compete, and they look forward to this challenge. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting matchup. Obviously, Iowa with the home field advantage and, you know, a pretty experienced defense overall. And the ability to run the football, those are all good things. An experienced offensive line, that certainly helps the matchup. And it also helps that Wyoming is breaking a lot of guys on, you know, on their perimeter, in their backfield, and things like that. But it's a scary game. If I'm an Iowa fan, I would not take this game lightly because I think Wyoming's coming in here, you know, thinking they're going to win, not just hang around.
We've been talking and hearing about Josh Allen for the past year since the last football season ended, and we saw that Wyoming was going to be on the schedule on September the 2nd. But what did he have to say about Iowa defensively?
I'm working on the feature now. I'll have it out here in a little bit. But he basically said, and I know people cringe when they hear this, Iowa doesn't do anything tricky. They're not going to do anything to confuse you. Stop me if you've heard this before, guys.
Stop.
You know, their base defense. You basically, they're going to do what they do, and they're going to try to do, you know, out execute you. He said, you know, I watched the film. I know what I have to do. It's just a matter of going out there and doing it. He seemed to indicate, Alex, that he was going to, you know, Iowa, the bend don't break. That he's willing to take the underneath stuff and hopefully set up something deep. That seemed to be their game plan coming in. Craig Bohl said they can't get into third and long situations, so they're going to have to try to run the football. I think that's where Iowa's big advantage is. I think it's going to be hard for Wyoming to run the football, so I think it's really going to fall on Josh Allen to be able to, you know, put enough points up on the board for them to pull off the upset.
How much does the Manny Rugumba one-game suspension alter or affect Iowa's game plan defensively for Allen?
I don't think a ton, because I think Ojemudia is a capable cornerback who they have confidence in. It's funny that unsolicited Josh Allen brought up today that Iowa is without its best cornerback. So that hasn't, the news has gotten to Larrabee that Manny Rugumba is not playing this weekend. So the fact that he knew that, I would expect Michael Ojemudia to get tested early and often this week, and we'll see how he holds up. Kirk Ferentz and Phil Parker seem to have a lot of confidence in the kid, and we'll find out on Saturday if he's ready to go.
All right, Rob, we appreciate it. We'll hear from you next on Friday during the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. You'll have Mitch King with you at FryFest, and cross your fingers. Every once in a while, we get put next to the Molly's Cupcake booth, and we get some free cupcakes out of the FryFest deal. So I make no promises. Bring along some money for your own food, but we'll see what happens Friday.
See, now you got my hopes up for the cupcakes.
Yeah,
so
see,
about that all week. Thanks a lot.
I shouldn't have said anything. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Stop on in to FryFest again this year. Very excited about this. We'll be handing out the numbered cards. Each one of them has a unique number on it. And we'll be calling one of those numbers on Monday's program a week from today. If you are listening and the holder of that card, you're going to win some cash on us. So just one more reason to swing by Fry Fest. Most of the events, save for the concert afterwards, are absolutely free. If you're a Hawkeye football fan or just an Iowa fan in general, you are definitely going to want to check out the trade show, which goes on where we are broadcasting, because if it's Hawkeye, they've got it. And we've got, I mean, a number of things. The studio is pretty much stripped down bare bones right now because we're getting ready for a fresh coat of paint. But we've got a giant photo that we've purchased down there. We've got the Floyd of Rosedale replica. Wingman was given to Tyler and myself during one of the Fry Fests. And yes, several years later, I'm still carrying around those Molly's cupcakes. I have not worked them off yet. 5:52, it's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. That's the second allusion or reference that I've made to my weight today, and we're only 2 hours in. I think I'm trying to motivate myself for something here, but I can't quite read between the lines and figure out what my inner self is telling me I need to do. Maybe you can figure it out for me. Speaking of figuring things out, we've got to figure out this fantasy football thing. We've got details for you when we return as to the date and time of the Fantasy Football League. We're going to let a couple guys or gals in during hour number three tonight. Details to come. We'll step aside, take a quick break when we come back. News on that American League Player of the Week with ties to Cedar Rapids, plus Kyle's next big board update. All that and more. You're listening to KGYM.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Welcome back. Let's not waste any time. It is of the essence. We send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, the proud sponsor of this year's Fry Fest.
Nathan Stanley is Iowa's starting quarterback. That was announced this morning. This sophomore edged out junior Tyler Wiegers in what turned out to be one of the longer quarterback competitions in Kirk Ferentz's tenure. But offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has suggested that he expects both to play at times throughout the season. The two deeps released also include a handful of true freshmen, as well as Akram Wadley as the primary kick returner. The Iowa baseball team had a strong weekend, first beating Korea 6-4 with a 4-run ninth-inning rally, and then beating the Czech Republic 8-4 in another comeback after scoring 5 runs in the 7th. That win made Iowa the first American representative to advance to the gold medal game in the history of the World University Games, and they'll face Japan at 5:30 Central tomorrow morning. The Colonels went 1-2 over the weekend against the Quad Cities River Bandits, but have one last chance tonight to split the 4-game road series. Brian Sammons will be starting for the Colonels opposite Patrick Sandoval, beginning at 6:35. And the Colonels are winding down the 2017 regular season, with the playoffs just a little over a week away, and they did just release their 2018 schedule this afternoon. They'll play their season opener on April 5th in the Quad Cities and open at home on April 7th. After our show tonight on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show talking Iowa State football for the first time this year, and on the FM, North and South Gyms will have regular ESPN programming.
That could be Jake Adams at Veterans Memorial Stadium for the home opener next year for the Colonels. I know he's not exactly hitting very well with Tri-City in the New York Penn League, but he is still hitting home runs, the former Hawkeye first baseman and reigning Big Ten Player of the Year. Speaking of players of things, how about Byron Buxton, this week's American League Player of the Week? The former Cedar Rapids Colonel hit .333 last week with 5 home runs, 10 RBI, and 2 stolen bases.
He is absolutely on fire now, and he went through a hot stretch last year, and it really didn't matter because the Minnesota Twins were so far out of the race. It's really cool to see him starting to come into his own when the Twins are contending for a playoff spot.
Remember when everybody was trying to call Byron Buxton a bust? He's a notoriously slow starter, and he is heating up right now. The Twins still in the thick of the American League pennant race as well. Do you want to play fantasy football with the guys from KGYM? If the answer is yes, then you're going to want to stick around for hour number 3, because tonight we'll take the first 2 entrants into the league. Kyle better get back on the other side of the glass, because I have a feeling he's going to be busy coming up. We'll tell you how next.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000.